Police in Philadelphia are continuing to look for clues in the disappearance of Latoya Figueroa. The pregnant African-American woman vanished 11 days ago, but her case has only started to generate national coverage in recent days after bloggers applied pressure on cable news outlets to tell the story. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
On his website, allspinzone.com, Richard Blair usually concentrates on progressive politics. But the headline now is a posting about a reward for 24-year-old Latoya Figueroa. Blair says it bothered him that this pregnant woman wasn't getting the same level of media coverage as high-profile cases like Lacey Peterson's and Natalie Holloway's.
I just got to the point where I was saying, why is this story not being reported when there are other missing person stories that seem to take the national spotlight? What's different?
So Blair posted a sarcastic letter to a CNN host urging the network to cover the story. It included a list of important details. Number one, Latoya is not white. Number two, she does not have blonde hair. He asked other bloggers to pick up the story. They did. Then CNN and other national media outlets began reporting the Figueroa case.
We've got this beautiful young woman missing who's 5 months pregnant, and nobody was paying attention to it. And all of a sudden, one blog out on the internet picks the story up and makes a big deal of it, puts the equivalent of an internet Amber Alert out to some of his fellow bloggers out there, and all of a sudden we were able to get some synergy behind it and turn it into a big story.
The bloggers, you know, you could never underestimate the bloggers.
Philadelphia City Councilman John Ramos is the missing woman's cousin. He acknowledges the attention bloggers have given her case, but he says a press conference Wednesday morning announcing a $10,000 reward made a huge difference in media coverage, especially at the national level.
I wanted to get the word out there because you never know in these cases if the person has been taken out of state or she's gone out of state or has been dumped out of state.
Latoya Figueroa is 5 feet 2 inches tall and weighs 130 pounds. She's light-skinned with a dazzling smile. She was last seen July 18th after leaving a doctor's appointment with her boyfriend. He's the father of her unborn child. Figueroa, a waitress, didn't pick up her 7-year-old daughter from daycare that day, and she hasn't been seen since. Police say she hasn't used her cell phone or credit cards. Philadelphia Police Corporal Jim Pauley acknowledges that her boyfriend and others who know Figueroa have been questioned. He says no one is being called a suspect in this case. Figueroa's father, Melvin, says he is suspicious of her boyfriend.
This guy here keep on changing the story. I have a suspicion that it's a foul. It's a foul, because to be honest with you, my daughter never did nothing like this in her life.
He says Latoya always let her family know where she was. Although they remain hopeful, he says they're also trying to prepare for the worst.
Yes, we're just hoping and praying. That's all I can do for now.
Melvin Figueroa says his family's been posting flyers in the West Philadelphia neighborhood where his daughter lives. Yesterday, he watched as a line of police officers searched a large park for clues. Cadaver dogs and a helicopter assisted. Figueroa misses his daughter.
She's an outgoing person. She has a beautiful heart. She loves to work, and she just worked for her and her daughter because she likes to look nice. You know, she likes to dress nice. She likes her daughter to dress nice. Looks very presentable. She's a hardworking girl.
The Philadelphia Citizens Crime Commission and AllSpinZone.com are taking donations for the reward fund. Philadelphia police are asking anyone with information to call the department's Southwest Detective Division. Allison Keyes, NPR News.